You probably recall the dramatic program entitled Lights Out. For the many of you who are loyal followers of that series, as well as for those of you who are hearing these memorable plays for the first time, NBC is presenting a limited number of the fantasies which comprise one category in the Lights Out repertoire. Willis Cooper, then of NBC's Chicago staff, was the author. And tonight's play is the second in our cycle of revivals. And so it's Lights Out.
Your crying, Adams. What? Oh, I took some roses from her grave. Those red Ulrich Brunners that you sent, Christian. You knew she always loved them better than any other kind.
Yes.
They're her flowers. She always had a bowl of Ulrich Brunners in the living room, and they were at her bedside all the time she was sick.
And we'll put them in water when we get home.
No, I don't think so, Basil. I think I want them to wither. I don't think I ever want to see red roses again blooming and happy. I'll think too much of her lying out there, lonely, afraid of the dark.
Don't, Adam.
Oh, Basil, I love her.
Yes, old fellow. We know. They're very fresh now. Almost as if they'd just been cut.
Yes. Well, except this one. It started to wither too soon. I don't want it. I want them all to wither together.
Did you throw that rose away, Adam?
Yes, I didn't want it.
You shouldn't have done that.
I didn't want one rose of all of them to wither away and die before the other's time comes.
No, Adam, but what's the matter, Christian?
I
nothing.
What's the matter?
Adam, I hope you won't think I'm completely mad, But my grandmother used to tell me of a superstition the old people had.
What, Christian?
Let's find that rose, shall we?
Why, what are you talking about?
What is the matter, Christian? Well, it's almost indecent to mention it now. But there's an old superstition that if you take a flower from a grave and then throw it away, the spot where you throw it will be haunted by the spirit of... Well, do you see?
Oh, I threw it right back there by those old stone steps. I can find it again.
Christian, why did you...
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it, Basil.
My grandmother told it to me, and she believed it.
But you don't believe any such rot.
I don't know, Basil. None of us knows what truth there is in these superstitions. I'd rather not take a chance.
I can't find it. It's gone.
It's gone, Christian.
Now she lies out there alone, afraid.
I can't stand it, I tell you.
Now, Adam, please, old fellow, you must move.
Diane, my dearest.
I'll lie down on the couch, Adam.
Perhaps you can sleep a little. I'll read to you, shall I?
I can't sleep, Basil. I can't
with Diane. Oh, Diane, I can't live without you. I won't.
I'll lie down, Adam, old boy. I'm sorry, fellows. I can't help it.
We know.
All right, keeping you both awake when you stop work to do that. Ashamed of myself, but what can I do? What can I do?
I'll get a cup of coffee, sir.
No, don't keep that cup down here a minute.
No.
Will you boys do something for me?
Of course.
Really? Oh, good friends. What do you want us to do, Adam? Will you go with me to that place where I threw away the road?
Will you? I know it sounds mad, idiotic, but if there's the slightest possibility that
if you want us to, Adam.
Of course.
I wonder if there could be any truth in it.
None of us know, Adam. But there are folks who believe it.
Yes, if it is truth.
You suppose I could.
Can't be much farther by those old stone steps.
Oh, there are the steps.
Oh, if it could only be.
We'll wait for you a little while, shall we?
Yes,
we'll stay with you, Adam.
If she's here, she hears us.
Yes.
Diane.
It's no use. I've lost her.
Oh, Diane!
Adam!
Yes. Adam will walk down the path a little way. Perhaps if we're not here with you,
that's it, Christian.
Oh, Diane!
Come on, Basil.
They're coming again tonight. I'm going out.
But Evelyn, dear.
Don't Evelyn dear me. They can come to my house every Wednesday night since we were married, and I don't like them. I don't like them, I tell you.
But Evelyn, they're my oldest and best friend.
And I'm your wife. If you could spend a little time with me instead of sitting around talking all night long with a couple of workers.
Evelyn, please.
I don't care. I won't have it. That's all.
If you want to go, Evelyn.
Well, I am going. That's all there is to it. Because you will not sit around here and try to amuse myself when you and they... There they are now. I'm going.
Evelyn, you could at least be civil to my
friends. I've been civil enough to them for 6 years, and I'm not going to do it a minute longer. Go ahead. Have your good time. Don't worry about me. I'm going to enjoy myself.
Well, how are you, Adam?
Hello, Basil, Christian.
Adam, how are you?
Tired, boys. I seem to be tired all the time. Evelyn went out. She wanted to see a movie, I think, or something. I hope you won't mind.
No, not at all.
Oh, of course not. Come on into the studio. Just put your coats wherever you like and sit down.
Oh, thanks. You know, we always look forward to these Wednesday nights, Adams. We don't see enough of each other anymore.
Well, it's not like the old days when we spent all our time together.
Sit down, Christian. There are cigars in the box there.
Oh, thanks.
You're looking a little done in, Adam. Been working too hard?
No, I suppose not. But it gets a little harder each time. I haven't the steady hand I used to have.
Oh, now, that isn't true. Your hand is just as sure as it ever was.
The looks of that landscape there, I'd say it was.
Oh, I should say so. Well, interesting, Adam. Very interesting.
You like it?
Very much. It looks rather familiar. I
can't place it, though.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
You remember it, perhaps.
Yes?
You remember those old stone steps?
It's familiar.
Yes, very familiar.
I know.
Where, Bartle?
The cemetery road.
Where I threw away an Ulrich Brunner rose one day. 7 years ago. I've been married 6 years.
6 years? That doesn't seem possible, Adam.
No, but it is.
Is everything all right, Adam?
Oh, yes. I've not been very faithful to her.
Well, you can't expect...
No, but I promised once till death do us part. Till death do us part. And I brought her back from the grave.
Do you still believe that?
For a long time, Christian, I didn't believe it. But now I wonder. It was a long time ago. Yes, a very long time ago.
You never went back there again,
Adam?
No.
The next day I had to go west on a business connected with my uncle's death. I was gone for almost a year, you remember?
Yes.
And I came back, married to Evelyn.
Adam, Christian and I are your oldest friends. Why did you ever marry Evelyn?
I've been asking myself that question for 6 years, Adam. I don't know. After the fact that she made over me, flattered me, the great artist. After that, I was so lonely.
It isn't too late.
Too late?
There are divorce courts.
Yes, I suppose so, but... I gave her a promise.
You gave Diane a promise.
Yes. I broke that one. I shall not break another.
I drove down the cemetery road this afternoon.
The old stone steps are gone.
Gone? Yes. They're building houses along there now. New houses for a new generation.
The world changes.
And men change, Basil.
Have you changed, Adam? Really changed?
Do you think I have? Do you, Christian?
I thought you'd changed. Now I'm not so sure.
You've not changed, Adam.
No. No, I think I've not. Grown older, forgotten a little. That's all.
We could drive out along the cemetery road, Adam. Hmm? The car's outside.
Yes.
No. No, I think not. I will be faithful in my own fashion. Until the time comes.
And then?
And then, my friend, I will still be faithful to the one I love.
You're a strange man.
Strange, no. Tell me that I will not break a second promise. But enough of this sadness. Will it be, God? Come on, light your cigars, have a drink. Be merry, my friends, be merry. Tomorrow, we die.
I think Vera's going to bed, but
we can find something.
I wouldn't ordinarily, but
I think I need one tonight.
Yes, we both do, I think.
Your promise, Adam.
Diane, my love. I've found you again.
The National Broadcasting Company.